perspective. Dr. Maria Baz is from Tarawa and Ngāti Awa and is the Tūmuaki, the head of school at Te Kawa Māori, the School of Māori Studies, and a senior lecturer in the school at Vic. And today we are talking about Māori political systems, as we appreciate, very old systems and the oldest in this country. But hey, it's time that university politics courses reflected this. Maria Baj is kindly with us for a kōrero today. Tuhene tēnā koe.
Morena.
How did this come to light and to be in the media round here? Obviously, somebody has taken a look, saying that just 1% of politics education in this country is focused on the Māori dimension, according to new research. Can you tell us about that research, Maria?
Yes, sure. So that's research that Annie Tione, my colleague at Vic, and I have been doing. And one of the things that inspired us really was the work going on within the law faculties, where now the New Zealand Council of Legal Education has said, you know, all law students need to learn about tikanga Māori as a source of law in this country, which to us made total sense. So in our area, we're both out of politics and international relations. We were thinking, well, you know, law and politics are so interconnected. You know, how well equipped are the politics students to go out into this world to be respectful of te tiriti, to support the public service in uphold, you know, in the Crown upholding its te tiriti obligations. So we started to look and we thought, well, we'll just do a sort of rudimentary first analysis. And so we looked at different material available on the web, you know, how much content was being taught. And so that's where we came to this kind of 1% figure, that actually what we could see just from a broad look at politics courses across the country within universities was very low. What we do know, though, is that within Māori studies departments, that kind of education is happening. And we see a real keenness from our students to learn more. You know, they want to be well equipped to live in Aotearoa and with te tiriti. So there's this real keenness there. And so that's what our research was about.
Is there a general sort of dismissive attitude from academia towards the sophistication of the pre-European Māori political model?
Well, there is built into kind of political science as a university discipline all sorts of assumptions about the world and what forms of organising and governing are superior to other forms. So a sort of state-based system, which is actually relatively new, really, in the history of, you know, the world, that's assumed to be a superior way of organising our lives. And we know that, of course, our hapū and iwi weren't organised into states as such, but we did have our own collectives with our own philosophies, our own tikanga and ways of organising and governing our communities and looking after the well-being of our communities. And we just think that it's really important for anyone living in Aotearoa to understand, you know, mana, the way that the rangatiratanga sphere of authority, as many are calling it now, has been organised and continues to be organised. You know, we see all sorts of runanga going on, all sorts of, you know, we had the hui a motu at Turanga Waiwai. Those sorts of occurrences are all part of, you know, our rich Māori political history and present. You know, that world continues, and I think it's important that, you know, across our communities, we build that understanding that this vibrant Māori political world continues to exist with these unique forms.
Should it not be part of Politics 101 in our university sector so that people have a better understanding of what exists? And what do we miss out on if we don't factor in these age-old political structures that were part of life for pre-European whānau?
Yeah, well, I think we have many of our colleagues in politics. We have down south Janine Hayward and up at Massey Richard Shaw and Emily Bousselet at Vic. There's lots of our colleagues within politics who are keen and are adding this into their kind of polls 101. But we do need it across all our levels from kind of, you know, the compulsory schooling times of primary school, secondary school, and university, so that everybody kind of coming through within Aotearoa understands what it means to live with Te Tiriti and with these different spheres, if you like, that we have, different forms of governance. And I think that way of sharing power and working together has been that part of the original blueprint of Te Tiriti. And then, of course, we'll have politicians who better understand what it means to be in this kind of dynamic. And unfortunately, we do at the moment have a system where government can pass laws, and you talked a bit about some of them in your intro, can pass laws that remove Māori rights or pass laws that negatively impact Māori. And, you know, that really is an example of why we need constitutional transformation. You know, that was not what was envisaged in the Te Tiriti kind of blueprint of working together. And I think we need, you know, a constitutional transformation to better protect our rights.
That so little emphasis is on alternate political systems, in this case, the one that was here before Cook arrived, that so little focus is there would suggest that our education system has been majorly colonised and dominated by incoming thought processes and practices. What to do of that? We are raising the issue today, Maria. Who are you hoping will listen and should be embarrassed by a 1% call that's how little focus there is on Māori politics, pre-European Māori politics in our education system. So what needs to happen? Who needs to understand this and act on it?
Well, really, I mean, our research should be an invitation more than anything to encourage people. I mean, people are keen within universities and politics programs to do more, and a lot of them just don't know really where to start. So recognising that you need to do more is a great first step. And then there are all sorts of groups, Tauiwi Tautoko, there are Asians supporting Tino Rangatiratanga that are creating education resources. And so I think, you know, those within universities and politics programs are already doing some things, and it's just about expanding what they're doing. I think learning the stories of our history is a great way for people to get into it, to look at their own whakapapa and where they've come from, and, you know, what are the stories and histories, because people connect